With a badly aging bridge as his backdrop, President Biden stood in Louisiana today to pressure GOP lawmakers to support his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan. But he also expressed a willingness to compromise on the tax hikes on corporations he's recommending to pay the cost.
This is all about making a choice. A choice between giving tax breaks to super wealthy and to corporations and investing in working families.
Well, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the GOP has its offer on the table.
We've laid out about a $600 billion alternative, so we'll see whether we can reach an agreement.
Axios reporter Hans Nichols joined me and Dimitri Sotis earlier to talk about how much time the president will spend negotiating with Republicans before he and his party go at it alone.
What the White House doesn't know yet is whether or not the Republicans are serious about paying for any of the proposed infrastructure spending. Not clear that there's real revenue there that they can get together and all be on the same page that will fully pay for it. So the first step in the White House's process, and as they think about how to move forward, is are Republicans serious about paying for it? And if they are, you can see negotiating starting. You can't necessarily see it finishing, but you can see it starting.
What have you learned about the White House plan for either one big tax and spend plan or two smaller ones?
Again, contingent, right? I mean, if they go the infrastructure route and say have $1 trillion in infrastructure spending, find some way to pay for it, offset it, then you can see them shunting the rest of their, say, $4 trillion, so that'd be a remaining $3 trillion, and have that go to a second package. The problem with that approach is that progressives aren't going to like it, because it means you're going to get a traditional transportation infrastructure bill, around $1 trillion, $600 billion to $1 trillion. The numbers will sort themselves out. And then all the other really progressive things will be out there, and you're not going to get any Republican support for that. So the calculus really is, if you go for two bills, you're more likely to get one. It's going to be smaller. It's less likely you'll get the second half. And then, of course, if you go for one big bill, try to put everything together, infrastructure, caregivers, social spending, community college, in the $4 trillion range, that is exceedingly complicated and complex, and they may not get any of that. Right now, the White House wants more information. They want to know where Republicans are, and there are a bunch of meetings next week when the White House is going to try to figure out just how serious Republicans are.
What's the end game here? Is it about Joe Biden shedding decades of what he used to do in the Senate, which is make deals and going to be this sort of progressive hero? Or will he revert back to the Joe Biden we've known here in Washington?
I wish I knew the answer to that, and I don't, right? I mean, I think that's the big question Republicans are asking. And the answer I've been giving you is sort of this sort of hinges on whether or not Republicans are serious about paying for it. There's another side of the conversation, that is, are Democrats and is the White House serious about meeting Republicans halfway? And we don't know the answer to that. The president was down there in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I was down that same place. As you mentioned, it is red country. That is Trump country. My only regret about not being on this trip is I didn't get to go to Steamboat Bill's, which has great crawdads. So I'll leave your listeners with that.
Again, that's Axios reporter Hans Nichols.